Today on the Coffee Bean Podcast, we're going to get a bunch of things. We're going to get into the U.S.-Ukraine agreement for terms on a mineral deal. We got the new Trump budget passed the House. Iran states that they're on a high alert for a potential airstrike from either Israel or the U.S. And an Oscar-winning actor had been found dead in his home along with his wife. We're going to delve into that. Donald Trump introduced a gold card visa plan. Pam Bondi said she's going to release some of those Epstein files. And then a new update on the Eagles visiting the White House. All that and much more on the Coffee Bean Podcast. ABC News is reporting this: Ukraine agreed to terms on mineral deal. Ukraine and the United States have agreed to terms on a deal. According to senior Ukrainian officials, while Ukraine has said it agrees to the deal, President Donald Trump did not confirm the U.S. had agreed yet, instead saying he had heard Ukrainian President Zelensky will visit Washington, D.C. to finalize the deal on Friday, and that it's okay with me if he'd like to do that. However, later he said, we're pretty much negotiating our deal on a raw earth. Officials familiar with the negotiation told ABC News that the U.S. and Ukraine are 99.9% there on the deal. Still, the deal isn't going to be finalized until both presidents put their signatures on it. So this is a solid thing for both countries. I mean, obviously, we need access to these rare minerals, earth minerals, and us joining together with a deal like this will provide Ukraine some securities, because obviously if we have investments in the country, that means that it gives them more security, more financial security, gives them more economic security as a country. Really, this war is not going to end for Ukraine unless they feel like there is some security for them. And they'd be dumb not to. They'd be dumb to agree to any ceasefire, any end to the war with Russia without some kind of security agreement from the U.S. and from Europe. It'd just be crazy not to. It's understandable. So hopefully they can get this signed and we can add that to another step to ending the war. Trump claims that the United States has spent up to $350 billion in this Ukraine war. I think we've been more than generous with them, seeing that, you know, they're on the other end of Europe, but yet we have spent a lot of money on this, so it's time to end the war. So hopefully an agreement like this will help do that. Let's be honest. If Trump wasn't in the White House, there would be no end in sight. We all know that. Biden was just throwing money at him. There was no terms. There was no line. There was nothing. It was, we're going to keep on giving them money until they take their whole country back. I think anybody looking at it knew that wasn't going to happen. After Russia took over a good portion of the country, it was pretty obvious that that was not going to work out. So the war's got to end. We can't just keep on giving them money. And I'm glad that the Trump administration see that and are trying to create deals in order to make that happen. So hopefully it works out. In other news, the Trump budget bill passed the House. It's a $4.5 trillion tax cut bill. It survived the House by a slim majority, 217 to 215. So all the Democrats voted against it. No surprise there. The only Republican to vote against it was Thomas Massie. Now, he's from Kentucky, a Republican. Obviously, he's a budget hawk. He's concerned in this, something like this, the amount of spending and debt that it adds. And it does. It adds a ton to our debt. A budget hawk like him, he's kind of like the new Ron Paul. If y'all remember, Ron Paul was a congressman from Texas, I believe, back in the Bush administration. I think maybe even in the Obama administration. And he was one of those guys who just always voted against big spending bills, no matter what was in them. even there were some good things in him, he just voted against him. And Thomas Massie's kind of taken over that new role. I like Thomas Massie. I like to hear him speak. I like his ideas. And on a principle level, I agree with him on this. We can't just keep on adding and adding to the debt. But on a practical level, it doesn't work. We needed these tax cuts to be passed. They were about to expire at the end of the year. Remember the Trump, we talked about this last show, the Trump administration passed their tax cuts, and they're set to expire at the end of this year if they're not extended. What this bill does is extends them, and the American people do not need basically a tax hike at this point in the economy, as fragile as it is. So this needed to pass. This also gives a bunch more money to the border security, increases spending in the Defense Department, all two things we need. So I see where Thomas Massie's coming from, but the fact is we have got to get some of those things passed and increase the funding to some of those departments. Mike Johnson's kind of surprised everybody in this. It passed by a very slim majority, like I said, 217 to 215. And you got to remember, like we said in the last show, that the Republicans in the House have a very small majority, like literally 2 to 3 slim majority. And that's based on who shows up to vote. So it's very small. So Mike Johnson, Speaker Mike Johnson, his ability to get things passed has surprised everybody. This is a very conservative guy, but he's very practical. He realizes that when you pass a big bill like this, or a big, beautiful bill, as Trump would say, it's going to have things in it that are not something he would support on his own. It's not something most conservatives would not support. There might be more spending in something and add more to the debt than we would like, but the bottom line is, when you have a big, beautiful bill like this, it tends to have some junk in it. But when you have a slim majority, you have to do that. You can't divide it out and just do this much, have a bill that sends this much to border security and sends this much for tax cuts. And then, because the House is so divided and so diverse, which is fine, but it makes it hard to get those individual spending bills passed. So that's why Speaker Mike Johnson, President Trump, supported a large, huge bill instead. So this is a great step in the right direction. I know the Senate's still got to pass this. The Senate's probably going to, add and take away things like they do, and then it will probably have to go back to the House again to be revoted on. So we're not out of the woods yet on these tax cuts and the spending, but it's one big hurdle that many believe, many of the Democrats did not think was going to pass. So step in the right direction. Other news. Daily Wire is reporting that Iran is reportedly on high alert, fearing that the United States and Israel are on the verge of striking its illicit nuclear facility. Telegraph reported that multiple high-level government sources confirmed Iran had changed the preparedness level for its defense system in response to fears that an attack is imminent. Islamic regime, which is the world's leading, this is the leading sponsor of terrorism, is increasing its defense around the nuclear facilities, including deployment of these anti-aircraft launchers. Iranian authorities said in a statement, "They are just waiting for the attack and are anticipating, and every night everything has been on high alert, even the sites that no one knows about," one source told the Telegraph. They continue to work to fortify nuclear sites has been ongoing for years, but has intensified over the past year, particularly since Israel launched the first attack. And you can see where they're at. Israel's already launched one attack on Iran here recently. And now we have the Trump, winning the White House in November. So now you have a bulldog in the White House, not this doddering old man who is very weak on foreign policy. I think we'd all agree. And so now they're on high alert. They're more concerned about this attack. And I really would not be surprised if this happens. The world cannot have an Iran regime with nuclear weapons. That cannot happen, okay? That is not good for Israel, of course, but it's not good for the United States. It's not good for Europe. It's not good for anyone. So as close as they get closer and closer to this to developing a nuclear weapon and having their own nuclear weapons, a strike is more and more likely. But Israel cannot survive, and our allies, other allies, cannot survive with a nuclear Iran. Another story that just broke yesterday, Oscar-winning actor Gene Hackman was found dead alongside his wife, Betsy Arakawa, and their dog in Santa Fe home on Wednesday afternoon. Fox News is reporting this. Hackman was 95 at the time of his death. His wife is 63. The office confirmed that foul play is not suspected as a factor in the death at this time, but the cause of death has not been determined in his ongoing investigation. You remember this Gene Hackman? He's a very famous actor. He played on Superman. He played in the movie Hoosiers as the coach. So very surprising. It's odd. I mean, how can you have multiple deaths like this and there not be foul play? There's who knows, but it's a sad story. He's a good actor. Love some of his movies. Sad to see him pass. Hopefully they can get to the bottom of that. Other news, Fox Business is reporting Trump to introduce a gold visa for the wealthy investors within $5 million price tag. And then also comes with a route to citizenship. The U.S. currently offers a similar opportunity through the EB-5 Immigrant Investor Program, which was established in 1990 and is administered by the U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services. But what this does is it replaces that. The way this works is it's a gold card program instead of like a green card program. And in order to get this gold card, you have as a wealthy person, is what it would be, you have to be able to spend $5 million. And investing $5 million in the United States will get you a gold card status, allow you to be in the United States to conduct business, allow you to have a path to citizenship as well, which is going to obviously be something people are going to want. But I don't know. I kind of like this. This has got a lot of people stirred up. But it's a typical Trump thing, right? It's outside the box. He thinks outside the box. He's constantly trying new ideas. He's constantly throwing stuff out there. But first of all, everyone who wants to come to the United States should not be allowed to come to the United States. As a sovereign country, we have a right to decide who comes. We have a right to pick and choose. It's just that simple. We have that right. And if you have a wealthy, let's say, businessman who wants to immigrate to the United States, and he is willing to invest $5 million towards it, why would we turn that down? Why would we turn that down? Why would we turn down someone who's going to bring jobs, who's going to obviously bring money, and is possibly going to grow a business within the United States? Why would we turn that down? It doesn't make no sense to me. Now, there's going to be a limited amount each year. I think it's like 10,000. So this is not an endless amount. There's also going to be a limited amount on each country, that amount they can actually use this program. So there is factors. There's going to be a huge vetting process according to the Trump administration. And that's good, right? We don't want a Chinese company who's just going to come here and, yeah, have the $5 million, but or it's just going to turn around and just spy on us or undermine us. So there needs to be a vetting process. There needs to be us checking and seeing what the goal is and who they are. But this is kind of clever, but I kind of like it. And obviously the left is going mad over this. They're losing their minds like they do with other things. But it's trying other things. It's trying new things. And Trump's really thinks outside the box a lot. Now, there's going to be a limited amount of people that can do it, obviously. So there's going to be like a cap on the amount. I'm not sure exactly how that works, but there's going to be a cap basically per country. I'd rather see it to where there's just a small amount per year, like a cap on a number for the whole world instead of just having a cap for each country. Because if you have a bunch of people from Europe and they are better suited to move to the United States, and we cap them off and then, you know, there's a bunch from China, you know, whatever other countries. I mean, if those people from Europe are better suited and are willing to offer more, then we should choose them. So having that cap on each country doesn't make sense to me. I'd rather just keep a 10,000 per year cap, and we just choose who's the best. It's based on merit. It's based on who would best suited for this country. But otherwise, very clever. I hope that works out. Another news, Daily Wire is reporting Attorney General Pam Bondi said Wednesday night that some of the federal government files on millionaire sex offender Jeffrey Epstein would hopefully be released on Thursday. Bondi made the announcement during an appearance on Fox News. She believes the public will see some Epstein information on Thursday. And when host Jesse Waters asked her why releasing the file has taken so long, Bondi said that the names of more than 250 victims and their personal information needed to be redacted before the files could be released. So this is great, you know. We're finally, hopefully we're going to finally get the files released, at least some of them. There's a lot of speculation of who is on the list of people that had visited Epstein's Island, who had attended parties with Epstein. Because you got to remember, this guy was a sex offender. I mean, he was raping teenage girls. He had underage girls at his parties. They were being mistreated by his guests. So there's a lot of filth basically around this guy. You remember, he was convicted of it and was sentenced to prison, and then he was suicided in jail back in 2019. But a lot of people believe that he was knocked off by some wealthy individual. It's just speculation, but the story goes that he was committed suicide. There's a lot of speculation, like I said, who was on these lists, who's attended these parties. You know, names been floating around: President Bill Clinton, Prince Andrew of Great Britain, ton of different people. So, if they're all releasing them, is this going to be like a shock and awe type release where we like, oh, really? Is that person? Or, oh, wow, this is going to end their career? I don't know. I just don't know. But it will be interesting to see how this turns out. Other news, President Donald Trump said the Philadelphia Eagles deserve to come to the White House, announced that an invite would be extended to the Super Bowl winning team. And he said that, I believe it was Tuesday is when he spoke about it in the Oval Office.
Being extended in this season, they will be. We haven't yet, but we will be. I thought it was a great performance by them. And absolutely, they'll be extended that invitation. Would you do that right away, Father? We'll do it right away. We're going to do it sometime today. And they deserve to be down here, and we hope to see them.
So, hopefully this works out and they're able to attend. You remember back, we spoke about in the last show, there was a big rumor going around social media that saying that the White House had invited them, but that the Philadelphia Eagles turned them down. And as reported yesterday, you know, that's not the case. The Eagles quickly came back and said, hey, no, we hadn't gotten an invite yet, but if we do, we'll go. We consider that an honor. It'd be great. So hopefully they get an invite, and or they'll send that invite out, and they'll be able to go to the White House and have this visit. It's a customary thing. You win a major championship, Super Bowl, college basketball, World Series. You end up getting a visit to the White House, meet the president, eat a meal with him. It's a pretty cool tradition. So hopefully it works out, and they get that invite, and they'll get to go. So that's all we have today. Hope you enjoyed the show. Please like, subscribe, keep watching. As we continue to grow, we continue to improve. Bye. Thank you.